It is time for our forecast with Pat Pagano. I was drinking a little bit of orange juice, and it went down the wrong pipe. Good morning there, Pat.
Well, good morning. sorry about that.
Hey, these things happen, you know?
They do happen. And it was a nice weekend, as predicted. Thank goodness for that. It'll be sunny and a bit more humid today. Look for temps to be in the middle 80s, so August weather is back. Makes sense because it's snowing in the Rockies, so it's got to balance out. Tonight, clear, low to mid 60s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, mid to high 80s. On Thursday, we have a front approaching. This is the leading edge of that cold air that's in the Rockies, but it's not going to be as cold when it gets to us. So a shower, thunderstorm Thursday, 80 to 85, behind the front, partly sunny, less humid. We're in the, say 75 degree range on Friday. Saturday, I would still say around 75 degrees with a fair amount of sun, but we may not get through the entire weekend, this coming weekend. Some rain or showers could return on Sunday. We'll have to see and wait about that. We do have Paulette, Tropical Storm Paulette, and Tropical Storm Renee in the Atlantic. Renee's closer to the African coast. Paulette's in the south central Atlantic. Both of these storms are expected to move northwest and then turn more northerly. So Paulette could get close to Bermuda, but that's about its closest pass to the United States. There is a wave, a tropical wave, off the Carolinas that will move eastward and probably bring an increasing chance of some rain to the Carolinas, but we do not expect that system to develop. So there it is. Tropics should not be a problem. And weather-wise, I mean, really not a problem either when you think about it. This is kind of nice.
Well, we were, for years, we've been always hoping for a Labor Day weekend that gives you Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday as nice weather. I don't think we've had one in a while, but we had one this year when everything is canceled.
Isn't that funny? I was telling people, you know, there's a lot of people up at the lake. But I have to tell you, be honest, I didn't see too many more groups larger than 12. So everybody was kind of sticking, and this is New Jersey, of course. Everybody was kind of sticking to the rules, and a lot of people were in the lake. The water was warm, even though the air was a little bit on the cool side. And then they shot off some fireworks. What was that? That was Sunday night. Sunday night, they shot off some fireworks. And that was it. It was a relatively good weekend. It was our first weekend of shooting the movie. Usually, that doesn't go well. You know, there's a lot of kinks to work out. But this one, knock on wood. We didn't look at the footage yet. It's already in the computer. We'll be watching it. But we did the episode of the Mambo with the Honeymooners. I have to tell you that the entire cast showed up on time, 12 o'clock. And everybody was expecting, you know, this is going to be a long day. Well, they were all dismissed at 3:15.
There you go.
Yep. So it went well, and we'll see how it looks on video. And then yesterday, Monday, we couldn't strip the set yet because we had to make sure that everything was okay. But we used the other side of the studio to set up the set for this coming weekend.
Are you filming in black and white or color?
We're filming in color. We're going to change it to black and white for the Honeymooners.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's easier. You know what? Look at it this way. If we shoot in black and white, it's very hard to go to color if we wanted to.
Yeah.
So if we shoot in color, it's very easy to go to black and white. So you still have like two options there. So. Yeah. That was it, and it worked out well. It really, really did work out well. Everybody looked kind of cute. I thought all the outfits were cute, you know, as best as possible to the Honeymooners. And, you know, the people who were watching it, which were the cast, when they weren't working, they all thought it was real funny and good. So we'll see what happens. C'est la vie. We're moving on.
All right. When do you think you'll finish shooting?
We're hoping to... we were going to try to wrap it up by the end of September, but one of the couples will be leaving tomorrow for Kentucky and Tennessee. So they will be missing this weekend. And because of it, we're going to do some other scenes. But because of them two, we're going to need to go to the beginning of October, which I believe is what, October 3rd?
Yeah.
October 3rd. So we'll go to October 3rd, hopefully not even the 4th. And then we usually close up the following weekend.
All right. Well, this weekend, there's a shows once again outside at the Sharon Playhouse. There's mm-hmm. a comedy show on Saturday, which is a drive-in car experience. And there's also a double feature silent movie on Sunday. So it looks like Saturday is fine, and it might rain on Sunday.
Yeah, looks that way right now. It depends on how quick this cool air mass moves in and moves out. Yeah, I mean, the best thing that we could hope for is that it takes its time moving in, because then it'll take its time moving out, and we won't have to worry about it until maybe Sunday night or Monday. But on a Tuesday, it's still hard to determine that. So, you know, don't worry about Sunday yet. Tomorrow's Wednesday. We'll take a look at it then.
You know, it's funny. I was looking at news stories this morning, and a couple of the news sites had the headline, two days after Denver reaches 100 degrees, they have a winter storm warning.
Right.
And I said to myself, anybody that knows anything about the weather in Denver knows that
right.
this happens all the time. Denver is a city, folks, just in case you don't realize, that you can golf year-round in, year-round. Because in the wintertime, yes, they can get some cold weather. Yes, they can get some heavy snow. But yes, they can get temperatures also in the 60s. It's just the way Denver is, where it's situated.
You know, you're absolutely right.
It's just one of those weird cities that, yes, it's a mile-high city. Yes, they do get bad weather. But they also have more average golfing days than most states.
When I last checked at good old Denver, and I will check it right now again, it was 37 degrees and raining, and now Denver is 37 degrees and still raining. They have a winter weather advisory till noon, freeze warning for tonight, and out there, are you still there, Marshall?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay, because I heard a bing. Restart to install the latest Windows update.
Oh.
No. Snooze. Okay. Rain and snow this morning, then snow this afternoon, accumulating 2 to 4 inches, mid-30s, northeast winds 15 to 25, gusts to 40. Tonight, snow, accumulation 2 to 4 inches in the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, they have snow showers. They're in the upper 30s. This is what Marshall's talking about. Thursday, they have a couple of rain showers, and they're in the mid-50s. And on Friday, they may have a rain shower, and then they're 70.
Yeah, that's just the way Denver is. It's
crazy.
Just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. So don't be surprised, folks, when you see that. Yeah, but I'm really amazed. Right now we have baseball going on. We have hockey. We have basketball going on. And this snuck up on me. The National Football League starts this Thursday.
I heard about that.
This is ridiculous, Pat. This is ridiculous.
You're right. It's just all catching up on us. Well, the other thing that's ridiculous, and I know you heard this before, but I'll tell you again. I saw the lineup for Dancing with the Stars. Ladies and gentlemen, the name of that show has to be changed. Dancing with Who? That's what it should be called.
Dancing with Hopeful Stars.
I don't get it, but good luck.
All right. With that being said, we'll dance on out of here, but speak to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Bye, Marshall.
All right, there. Take care, Pat. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.